Overtime on the Michigan Talk Network.
Good to have you here on a Wednesday. And as I mentioned earlier, our next guest taking a break from a very busy schedule. He is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Michigan's own Dr. Ben Carson, joining me here on the program. Now, Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be with you again.
You know, and we're here to talk about opportunity zones and how they benefit America. And I want to get to that, sir. I do. But there's something I knew this interview was coming up for a few days, and there's just something that I have to ask you about in your capacity as a doctor, a world-renowned neurosurgeon, because there's something that really bothers me that we didn't talk about here for many years in the program, but I can't look away from anymore. And that's the left's drive in places like Virginia, New York, Vermont, and Illinois to have abortion on demand at any time for any reason, with or without cause. And as a doctor, I'm just wondering, or as a human being, how is that justifiable on the left? Because to me, I mean, I find it gut-wrenching, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, I think probably many people who have that concept that you can just abort babies, it would be nice for them to actually see an abortion. And there's a movie coming out later on this month called Unplanned, in which you actually see one. You see the head and the arms and the legs and the torso, and then you see an instrument introduced into it on the ultrasound, and you see it just disappear and a bunch of blood going down the tube. It's gruesome. And, you know, this is a baby that's in the womb moving around. Heart is beating. And then later on it becomes too difficult to do it that way. And for the very late-term abortions, they actually have to introduce an instrument, scissor-like instrument, and sever the spinal cord and brainstem. I don't know what kind of human being can do that, quite frankly. I wouldn't be able to, that's for sure.
How could that even line up with the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm? I mean, how could that even line up with what, you know, the life's mission of medical doctors are?
Well, you know, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and as we've moved away from that, you know, your foundation has to be something else, and that something else sometimes leads us in places that are incomprehensible.
Yeah, I've spoken to some lifelong Democrat friends of mine, and they say if a presidential candidate supports that point of view, what we've just discussed here, third trimester, late-term abortions, that they will no longer be able to support a Democratic candidate. And I think it's a sea change. I think it's so, as you put it, it's grotesque, it's brutal, it's unspeakable. And I think if they go there, it is a watershed moment for Democrats in a bad way. Dr. Ben Carson here. Let's move now to opportunity zones. As Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, one of the arguments you make is we have to look past building, you know, a place for, you know, a family in poverty to go. Instead of giving them, you know, public housing and a check and so forth, let's focus on the individual and build them up so they can provide for themselves, correct?
Exactly. That's the direction that we're taking HUD in right now, because for decades, you know, we've had policies in place and things that just focus on how many people can we get into this building, how many can we get into this program, and now we're focused on how many people can we get out of this program and out of this building with a positive economic outcome so that they become self-sufficient. And that's something that actually benefits our nation. You know, look at our labor force participation rate is 63%. Most other economically developed countries are in the upper 60s, and we're out of 33 countries, we're number 31. Means we have a lot of people who could potentially be working who are not, and some of that has to do with the incredibly stupid policies in place. For instance, with housing rental assistance,
Right.
If you make more money, you have to report that so that your rent can be raised. If you bring another income-bearing person into the environment, you have to report that so your rent can be raised. And don't even think about getting married. Not only will your rent be raised, you might lose your subsidy altogether. You know, who put these asinine things in place? And it's very difficult getting rid of them, but we're working on it.
Yeah, incentivizing single-parent households is damaging, well, to children. We talked about, you know, the children that need benefit of both parents. I mean, they need that more than anything else. But when you incentivize being a single mom, that doesn't build a good model, does it?
No, it doesn't. And then you look at poverty also. You know, the Brookings study, famous study on poverty, they concluded that there were three things a person could do that would reduce their risk of living in poverty to 2% or less. Number one, finish high school. Number two, get married. And number three, wait until you're married to have children. And, you know, our policies really should be focusing on those kinds of things, on real data, on real evidence. And I think we'll be successful if we do that.
Let me ask you something. As the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, a job that at first it didn't sound like you were going to take, but then you did with President Trump. Do you feel like you're moving the needle? Do you feel like some of these stupid policies, as you put it, you're making a difference?
Oh, without question. We are definitely moving the needle. And, you know, one of the things that's going to help tremendously are the opportunity zones. You know, it is focused on providing the kind of funding that generally doesn't get sent to the economically neglected areas. And, you know, people can take their unrealized capital gains, put them in there, and it's going to be a long-term investment because you don't get any advantage if you take it out before 5 years. You get more advantage if you leave them in for 7 years and a big advantage if you leave them in for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to take your investment and put it into this economically depressed area, you're not going to just walk away. You're going to be really interested in making sure that it is successful.
Yeah, you're vested that way. I mean, you're vested that way.